Track 8. Nonverbal Communication. As you know, nonverbal communication takes place between therapist and client the first time you meet. Each starts developing ideas about the kind of person with whom each are dealing. Previously, I described the use of a calm body language as a way of reinforcing a boundary with an out-of-control client. Let's look at nonverbal communication, contradictory messages, and the resulting effect on boundaries. Nonverbal communication takes place universally when two individuals meet, size each other up, and develop ideas about the kind of person with whom they're dealing. Whether the other is hostile or friendly, weak or strong, concerned or indifferent. Because nonverbal communication never ceases, two types of contradictory messages can occur. One, related to present circumstances, and another related to your past issues. You may say verbally, "I'm glad that worked out for you," while at the same time you may convey nonverbally, "I'm tired and feeling the effects of my allergy medication. It's late on a Friday afternoon and I'll be glad to see my last appointment." If I find I'm giving off a mixed message, I might partially self-disclose, but still maintain an ethical boundary by saying, "My allergies have been really bothering me today, so excuse me if my eyes look a little glazed over." By acknowledging a reality of which the client may be aware, you set up a situation in which a nonverbal limitation you have as a person is stated verbally. When I'm aware of these feelings that may project contradictory nonverbal messages and recognize their impact on the client, I attempt to deal with my own feelings in constructive ways. To avoid a problem, I may vent my feelings of frustration with a fellow therapist. They can also, in some instances, help me to clarify my feelings regarding the client, helping me to try to understand their source and deciding whether it's possible to change the situation that provoked them. In summary, ask yourself, do I need to increase the frequencies of my body scans regarding my nonverbal messages? Since body language can convey conflicting feelings to your client, this creates the boundary violation of shifting the focus away from the client and towards yourself. To maintain this ethical boundary, I do a body scan starting with a tilt of my head, to my facial expression, eye contact, to my shoulders being raised, my posture, arms and hands, and finally leg and feet movement. By doing my body scan in this order from top to bottom, so to speak, it's become a regular habit that takes little mental distraction and can be done in a few seconds. How do you vent your feelings of frustration? Think of a client towards which you have conflicting feelings. What feelings do you need to acknowledge? What is their source? Question 8. What is one method to develop awareness of your nonverbal communication?